Hey there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Networking, it's such a big topic, and it's a great way to grow your business, yet so many people just do it incorrectly. They think networking is all about going, handing out business cards, and finding a person who needs their solution right now. It's not. See, networking is so similar to dating. And even if you've been married for 14, 15, 20 plus years, it's so similar to being able to keep attractiveness in a partner too. See, the two go hand in hand simply because it's human relationships. And because we're all emotional beings, when you understand one, you can do so much more around human relationships. So that's what I want to get into with you today. How to actually be a great human networker. So in other words, how to be great at being able to pretty much influence, attract, and be able to ensure that pretty much everything you need done from other humans can happen. Now that's pretty powerful. See, the mistake I see is that people have the wrong mindset. That's the big mistake. Their mindset is all around transaction. It's all around what's in it for me. It's all around how am I going to win at this. And those people can be spotted miles away. And just like in any human relationship, that what's in it for me person repels pretty much everybody else. So what sort of person are you? Do you go into networking events going, what's in it for me today? How am I going to get business today? How many business cards am I going to hand out today? How am I going to get my next sale today? Because if that's the way of thinking, it also will show through in your language, in your body language. You'll just stink of desperation. And I don't know about you, but I don't know too many people that want to be around desperate people. We talk so often about being the prize. How are you the prize where people want to chase you? Where people see you as the go-to, where people see you as the solution. Within building out our million-dollar referral system, it's one of the big things at the beginning about what are you known for. We've all heard the 80-20 rule, and 80% of people who do what you do get 20% of the remaining business. And that's simply because they don't stand out, they're not known for anything, and they reek of desperation. So how do you ensure that you're not one of those 80%? In fact, you're the 20% that are getting great amount of business. It's not based on price. You've got fantastic clients that you just love working with. So let's dive into this. You see, when you get networking correct, it really is your net worth. It really can create unbelievable amounts of business for you. You really don't need any other sort of marketing channel. But when you get this wrong, it's hard work. You're turning up to event after event after event. And whether that be online or offline, whether that be on your social platforms, face to face, people in your phone, it's all the same. Networking is just simply utilizing the networks you have around you, the people you have around you, because people know people. And every single person has the ability to talk about you, to open doors for you, to promote you. Yet the majority of them don't. You see, when we get this wrong, we have to do everything ourselves. We end up with that transaction mindset and we go event after event after event, business card after business card after business card. Well, that's not because people don't want the solution you offer. It's simply because the way you've gone about it. So let's fix that. I often say networking is a complete waste of time. And for 99% of people, it couldn't be any more than the truth. Simply because they don't know how to network correctly. So let's fix that. networking is about growing your networks. It's about utilizing your networks. It's about having your networks create opportunities for you. My thinking is, it's not about how do I get this person to buy from me? See, if I had the mindset of how do I get this person to be able to open doors for me, promote me, collaborate with me, create win-wins with me, if they need my solution because now they've learnt about how they could promote me, they will naturally come back to me. They'll naturally have that conversation with me. The number of times where at the end of a 5-10 minute conversation, someone says, huh, I think I need that too, is probably 75%. But that's because I'm allowing them to make that decision and I'm not forcing it on them. So the best way to be able to network is not to be able to go around selling your services, but to go around looking to how do we promote each other? How do we collaborate with each other? And then if they're a natural fit for what it is you do, you will get that also. But you don't need to make it your focus. And when you don't make it your focus, some magical things take place. All of a sudden, you stand out because every other person that they've spoken to that particular event has tried to sell to them. I'm sure, like myself, how many messages do you get on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Facebook, where someone connects with you, friends with you, and then straight away says, this is what I do. This is how I'm going to help you. This is what I can do for you. It's like, moron, you don't even know if I've got the problem or not. Get lost. Well, unfortunately, that's exactly what takes place at networking events. So therefore, people go, well, why bother? Why would I bother going just to listen to another 20 people trying to sell me their thing? So stand out and be different. And as soon as I start a conversation and someone starts going into what it is they do, I'll just go, hey, I've got an idea here because I haven't come to this event to buy anything. So I'm going to save you some time. But I'd love to know more about what you do because I might have people in my network who might be interested in what it is you do. So how about we learn about each other and how we might be able to help each other? And then we can go from there. Now, it's not their fault that they've gone to the networking event simply to get business. That's what they've been told to do. But you can easily lead, influence, and turn around that situation. So it's about you going to networking events knowing what it is that you need to achieve, how you're going to achieve it, and how you're going to become attractive rather than unattractive. You see, unattractive qualities are chasing, constantly talking about what it is you do, how it is that they could use you, talking 3 times more than what you're listening, not asking questions, not showing an interest in them. Them talking to you as you look around the rest of the room to who else could you talk to? Like, as silly as this sounds, it's what I see every single time that I'm at a networking event. And people wonder why they're a repellent rather than a magnet. See, it's not hard to be a magnet. And within our $1 million referral system, there's 3 key accelerators around using your networks effectively. Now, it's got nothing to do with going to networking events other than grow networks with perfect people. So if you're going out to events, who are the perfect people to grow your networks with? In your networks, you should have people who can buy from you, people who can partner with you, people you could be door openers with. But how about we go to networking events thinking about how am I going to collaborate and create win-wins versus how am I going to be a transaction, hand out as many business cards as I can and hope that I might make one sale today. Because as you make your one sale from your networking event, I've made 10, 15, 20 because I've got a handful of people to open doors, share me to their clients, and their clients have been the ones who have gone, yeah, that's exactly what I need. So why you make your one sale, I have five people promote me out to their networks and clients. So now I'm in front of hundreds of people. You get one sale. You can see how using your networks at networking events more effectively can make a huge difference. But it starts with your thinking. And if you're not thinking in what we call a transformational mindset, if you're thinking as a transaction-orientated person, then that's our first big problem. If you feel building out your million-dollar referral system, if you're wanting to grow your business through referrals, through your networks, through partnerships, then possibly either our implementation program or our partnership club might help you do exactly that. 36 new clients in the next 12 months, spending not a cent on paid ads. That's our promise in our implementation program. If it's something that interests you, being able to grow your business, get more clients without spending a cent on paid ads, all through referrals, your networks, partnerships, make sure you reach out. Otherwise, look forward to speaking to you real soon. Take care, everyone.